And George Baruja's been through the form for us for the Greyhounds at Sandown Park. George, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Sandown Park today, we'll get stuck into the quaddie. First at Devonport in 5 minutes from now. And the first leg of the quaddie at Sandown Park is a 6-7 over the 5.95. Six comes out, leaving a field of seven to run. Minter Edition number three, $2.50 in favourite. Five Bell Burner, $3.50. Eight Weblex Star, $3.70. And seven Aston Alpha, $6. Who do we like in the first leg, George?
Yeah, three to beat 8 and 7 of my numbers. I've gone Minter Edition on top, justifiably favourite here on the back of its wins at Sandown to kick off its career. It won in 29.64. It didn't mind its run last start. It got into a little bit of trouble early, got held up and got to the line okay. I think she's going places and I think she can win today. Of the others, number 8, Weblex Star, been knocking on the door for a while behind some good greyhounds, some good placings of late. And number 7, Aston Alpha, was a nice win at Sandown last start and has gone as quick as 29.89 here. I think the 5.95 will suit. But Minter Edition, look, just looks made for this distance and I think she'll be winning 3 to beat 8 and 7.
Second leg of the quaddie, race 6, a 6-7 over the 5.95.8 comes out Madurayama, 4 Sandra Sticker at 2.60, 1 Bonnie Goes Bang, 4.20, 3 Limit Switch, 4.60, Poppy Passion, $5.50 after a hat-trick.
Yeah, look, with the 8 out, I've gone number 4 here, Sandra Sticker on top, Brendan. Its win at Sandown was very good. Look, it was well supported on debut, almost started even money, quote, had no luck. Then backed it up at Sandown with a good win in 29.64. Again, probably another greyhound that's looking for the 5.95, and Brendan Purcell hasn't wasted any time getting him up to that distance. Only his fourth race start. I've got him clearly on top here, Sandra Sticker. I think it'd be hard to beat. Limit Switch is an interesting one. It was a good win last start in front of Fernando's Quest. Again, the greyhound that didn't go that quick early but got to the line okay, and probably another one that's looking for the 5.95. Outside of those two, I know Poppy Passion's last couple of runs have been okay, but I think 4 to beat 3 in race number 6.
Race number 7 is a grade 5 over the 5.15. 5 a vacant box, 7 to run. Leaky Lee, 2.25. J Way, 3.60. 4.80, Leo's My Champ. And Kel Barry, $4.80.
Again, just the two here. I've gone 2 to beat 3. Leaky Lee on top. Look, simply if it backs up its, or it runs up to its win at Warrigal 3 starts ago in 25.86. Yes, it was in Tier 3 company, but it led all the way. Its splits were good, and its overall time was pretty good as well. It's one here in okay time. I think it prefers drawing closer to the fence, which it gets an opportunity here. It should be able to outpace the greyhound drawn on its inside, and Leaky Lee on top for me. Janeway, I think, is the only danger, number 3. Another one placed in 4 of 7 this track and distance. Racing really consistently. Hasn't missed a place in her last 5 starts. Narrowly beaten in a couple of those, and a good win at Sandown from an awkward draw back on May 23. So 2 to beat 3 in race 7.
Race number 8 on the program is a 4-5 over the 5.95. 3 Major Sacrifice, 1.75. 1 Merlot, $5. 5 Mapunga Royal at 5 and $6 for 8 Bees and Honey.
Good race, cracking race this. I've gone number 3 on top Major Sacrifice. Look, its runs behind Mapunga Ruby, including that final, that Pink Diamond series, were very good. We've heard Jason Thompson speak about Major Sacrifice and say probably his best distance is around 6.20. Just struggles a little bit over the journey, but I tell you what, he stuck on really well at Bendigo over the 6.60, shows some good speed at his best, and I think if he can get into a good enough position, he'll be incredibly hard to hold out. Of the others, number 6, Fiend, talented type, can begin, has broken the 9-second mark early at the Meadows over 600 metres, which suggests she's got some speed in hands of Robert Camilleri now, placed in 1 of 2 this track and distance. Number 7, Aston Vogue, a 29.69 winner at Sandown, was impressive 5 starts ago. Satisfactory trialled last start in 22.60. Certainly got some ability. And number 1, Merlot, I think he's just drawn really well. Has gone as quick as 29.77. Another one that clearly does its best racing off inside draws. So 3 to beat 6, 7 and 1.
Recap of the quaddie numbers and best bet, please, George.
3, 7 and 8 into 3, 4 and 8 into... 3, 7 and 8 into 3 and 4 into 2 and 3 into 1, 3, 6 and 7. I like one nice and early, race 2, number 2, McInerney. A little bit shorter than what we would have preferred, but it was a real eye-catching second behind Diamond Ability in that Pink Diamond series. So race 2, number 2. Also keen on one later in the program. Race 11, number 2, Tomato Tears, I think will be hard to beat. Goodwin at the Meadows last start. Showed speed in runs at Geelong and Ballarat. And I think he's really well suited here, race 11, number 2.
Best of luck, George.
You too, mate.